This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Hey, someone's come up with an architectural design that lets you Airbnb-ize your house. The idea is out of Texas. As Florian Martin reports from Houston, it aims to make a house easier to divide so that sharing can become a steadier source of income.
And I spent about 8 months.
Lydia Affman gives me a tour of her townhouse in Houston's Sunset Heights neighborhood.
This actually becomes a private unit.
It's a two-story building that looks pretty plain from the outside. It's a white rectangle without many windows. But it's what's inside that makes this home special.
You could easily just shut one unit off, or you could leave it all open if you don't have guests. But when you do, you can just have your privacy.
For about $570,000, including the land, Affman had her townhome designed in a way custom-made to host short-term guests, like a hotel, or long-term guests, like those who are looking for corporate housing. It has three separate units, each with a kitchen and bathroom. The homeowner, or primary renter, is meant to occupy the first floor, with a spacious living room. Affman is hoping to build more homes to sell to other potential hosts.
Well, yeah, I think it's a good business model.
Stephen Barth is a professor of hospitality law at the University of Houston. He says the concept could take away more business from hotels.
Because people have decided it's more comfortable to be in an apartment-style, condo-style thing.
But Barth says there are a few things that professional home sharers have to be aware of.
Well, the first thing you'd want to do is, first of all, make sure it's legal.
That means they need to comply with any city regulations or homeowners association rules. For example, do they need to pay hotel occupancy taxes? Barth says many Airbnb hosts can make the argument that they're only renting out their homes occasionally.
Well, in this model that they're designing and building specifically for that concept, it'd be very hard to make that argument that you're not subject to those taxes.
Also, homeowners insurance may have to be adjusted to include temporary guests. Affman paid for a feasibility study that concluded the concept could make her money while she sleeps, assuming there's an 88% occupancy rate throughout the year. In Houston, I'm Florian Martin for Marketplace.